Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
He touted a sharp increase in donations to his campaign and confirmed he would appeal his conviction on all counts. Greg Clugston at Trump Tower in New York.
An awful lot of Trump voters who supported him in 2016, who supported him in 2020, are going to stick with him. But I do think, you know, there is probably a sliver of current Trump supporters who might be given pause, who might take a second or third thought about this.
Think what will happen if this moment is lost. We can't lose this moment. Indefinite war in pursuit of an unidentified notion of total victory will only bog down Israel and Gaza.
It was a normal departure Wednesday morning for American Airlines Flight 2134 bound for Boston.
Clear for takeoff. Everything up, American 2134.
But just minutes later, the air traffic controller had to abruptly pull the jet back.
2134, cancel takeoff, clearance. Super King, go around, go around.
Rejecting the takeoff, 2134.
Those tense moments captured by liveatc.net. Officials say takeoff had to be canceled to avoid a collision with a smaller plane landing on an intersecting runway. The jet finally took off for Boston about 4 hours later. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mrs. Robinson's death was announced by Michelle Obama and other family members. She was a widow and lifelong Chicago resident when she moved to the executive mansion in 2009 to help care for granddaughters Malia and Sasha. In her early 70s, Mrs. Robinson initially resisted the idea of starting over in Washington, and Michelle Obama had to enlist her brother Craig to help persuade their mother to move. I'm Norman Hall.
Live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, it's The Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create amazing relationships. I'm George Campbell, joined by my good friend, Dr. John Deloney, and we are here for you to give you some advice, some wisdom, whatever we can do. Remember, it's free, but we are here to help you win in all areas of your life. The number to call is 888-825-5225. Cassandra kicks us off in Tucson, Arizona. Cassandra, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. How can we help?
So my husband and I, we started a rental car business through Turo. Not sure if you're familiar with that or
I'm
not.
I'm very familiar.
Yes. So
I can almost guess where this is all going.
Yeah, so we financed three vehicles that are now completely underwater, and in Tucson it's become pretty saturated, so we're not doing as well as we had started off doing, because we started off doing really great. Now, since probably January, it started to kind of taper off, and then the cars got into some accidents, and then there was no income from this business, so now we're personally backing it when we have, like, no money to back it. And so now it's racking up credit cards, and my husband's second job that he has is having to fork out the money to pay for things, when in reality that money should be going towards the credit cards, because he's when he contracts work out, he has to put it on a card and then gets reimbursed. So now we're not being able to reimburse what he put on the card, because now we have to pay car payments and insurance.
Oof.
Before George digs into the math here, I just need to ask you before we start talking, are you willing to change your entire posture on this deal?
I want out.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Well,
I want out.
I know you want out, but the way you're talking about it is all of these things are happening to you. Everything was perfect, and then all these things happened to us. And what both George and I and any of my colleagues here would say is, when you leverage your soul, when you leverage a business that you can't cover, you are at the whims of the cosmos as to what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never seen somebody successfully victim their way out of a problem like this. I've only seen people say, well, that was dumb. We did something that looked good on the back of a napkin at a Mexican food restaurant, a good one, by the way, in Arizona, and it didn't work. And so we're going to have to both get two jobs or three jobs, because we have three cars that we can't afford. We have five cars, actually. And we're going to have to figure this out, and we will never, ever, ever, ever do this again. I've never seen somebody just be like, well, then this happened, and this should be going to this, and this the only way out is you have to change your posture, which is, we gambled, we put it all on red 17, and it landed on black 29. We lost it. And now we got to pick up the pieces and go from here. Does that make sense? Do you get what I'm saying?
No, right. I get it.
I'm only telling you that because I love you, but there's just no way to slump your shoulders through this. Y'all are going to have to say, we did it, and now it's time to come out swinging the other way.
Okay.
You ready?
So, yeah.
All right. Lay it out for us. What is your current income if we take Turo away?
Without Turo, it's about $94,000.
Okay. And what's the total debt load?
It's about $110,000.
How much of that is the cars?
$29,000 on one, $38,000 on another, and $20,000 on another.
Okay. And do you know what all of those are worth?
Yeah. Okay. One's worth $19,000, one's worth $21,000, and one is worth $19,000, $20,000, and $12,000.
Okay. Do you guys have any money, liquid cash?
I have $1,000 in my emergency fund.
Okay. And do you guys have car loans on your own personal vehicles?
No, those are paid off. We did our debt-free scream a few years back, and now here we are again.
Oh, no.
Yes,
not the debt-free alum.
I know. I am completely ashamed.
Well, you're going to get out of this, and one day it'll be a funny story you tell your kids.
That's right.
But right now there's a lot of pain and fear as to how we're going to get out of this ditch.
Yep.
The good news is you guys have a good income, and without Turo, which I assume was taking up some time, could you guys pick up more work, more jobs?
He cannot. He's already tapped out.
What is he doing?
He's an executive chef, and then he's also a contractor for a company, and he travels quite frequently for that one.
Is that doing similar chef contracting or what?
It's different. It's a little bit different. It's for, like, he's working with chefs for that job. But
so still in the same field. And
what
then
about
what
you?
What are you doing?
I'm an administrative assistant for him at his executive chef.
What do you make?
Me? I make about $16,000, I think.
I'm confused. Why would you work for him when you can go make double or triple that elsewhere?
We have three kids and no help, so I need the flexibility.
Okay, so you're staying at home with the kids while doing this administrative work for him part-time.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Okay, I was worried. I was like, you need to find a different job. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if we can clear $100,000 here and we can pay off, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a year living off nothing, this becomes a solvable problem to just pay this all off. The other way to approach it is, can we find the difference, you know, go to the credit union and go, hey, I need a difference for this loan so that I can get out from under this bad underwater car situation. Then you have a smaller amount of debt to pay off.
Okay.
But you're not keeping these cars anyways. And so I like the idea of getting out as soon as you can from these underwater vehicles. But the only real way to do it is to come up with the difference. And you either need to do that through savings and cash, or you need to go get a small loan from the credit unions to cover it.
Okay.
Or if he travels a lot, maybe you sell one of your paid-off cars and he can Uber to and from the airport. And I know your first thought is, well, we can't do that. But here's the deal. You're going to have to either just make peace with you're going to be paying this off for 4 or 5 years, or something has to be different because the math is not going to change.
Right.
So somebody at your local church will watch your kids for a discounted rate, or you get a job at a local daycare center where they pay you $32,000 a year as a assistant administrator and your kids go for free. Or none of this is what you want, but this is what is. This is just choosing reality here. Or y'all make peace with it, or you sell his car and you pay off the difference between two of these underwaters, and now you're down to just one of the cars. And you see what I'm saying? You begin to knock it out real quick. There is not a path forward without discomfort. And the question is, which discomfort are you going to choose? The day-to-day discomfort of not doing much of anything for the next 5 years, or a really uncomfortable right now with the opportunity to get free in the next 12 to 18 months, and then we're going to save up some money down the road and never do this again.
Thanks so much for the call, Cassandra. Sorry you guys are going through this. This is The Ramsey Show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I've been around a long time. Every one of us, as we age, realizes that things are changing in our bodies, in the world around us. Lots of times I don't like what's happening, so what can I do about it? Well, the one thing we can do is pray, right? The other thing we can do is take better care of ourselves. I do that by taking Balance of Nature, because I'm not really good at nutrition. I'm too busy, I'm on the run, and I don't eat enough vegetables, and I certainly don't eat enough fruit. And when I take Balance of Nature, I can feel good that I've done something for myself that I can actually control. So take control. Get Balance of Nature.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
What up? Dr. John Deloney here. Look, the holidays are mayhem, so remember to take care of yourself, and taking care of yourself starts with a good night's sleep. And good night's sleep starts with a great mattress. Right now, DreamCloud is running their biggest offer of all time. 40% off all mattresses, plus an additional $50 in savings by using promo code John Deloney. Visit DreamCloudSleep.com and enter promo code John Deloney. That's dreamcloudsleep.com with code John Deloney.
Remember, folks, your forever home can be forever, but your interest rate doesn't have to be. We haven't seen a real estate market like this in a long time, and Churchill Mortgage can help. Churchill is the only mortgage provider we trust to help you do it the Ramsey way and navigate interest rates over time. Go to churchillmortgage.com to learn more.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591 and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal Housing Lender. 1749 Mallory Lane, Suite 100, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
Hey folks, America's career coach Ken Coleman here. Did you know 55% of Americans want to change jobs this year? People have created a term for this turnover situation. It's called the Great Resignation. After a crazy year at work, people are saying, I want more from my career. For you, it may feel like now is the right time to find something new, but if you have no clue what you actually want to do, you're not going to get anywhere. You need a plan for your career, or you'll end up right back here a year from now. That's why I wrote my book titled From Paycheck to Purpose, which is the clear path to finding and doing work you love. Whether you're looking for a step up at work or a giant leap towards something new, there's never been a better time to look for more in your career. I've coached thousands of others on how to walk through the seven stages to doing work that gives you both a great income and great impact. And now it's your turn to exit the daily grind. Get your copy of From Paycheck to Purpose at RamseySolutions.com. That's RamseySolutions.com.
Dave Ramsey here. I want to let you know that whether you're looking to buy or sell a home, you should always use an expert real estate agent to help you. The whole purpose of an agent is to either help you save money if you're buying or make more money if you're selling. But not all real estate agents are the same. You want a seasoned professional who has a track record of success. You want an agent you can trust to put your best interests above their own. The good news is that my team and I can help you find a rock star real estate agent. We call these rock star agents endorsed local providers because they're local agents in your city that I recommend. Real estate endorsed local providers are professionals who are handpicked by my team. Each agent is reviewed based on their ability to sell houses, negotiate on a client's behalf, and the customer service they provide. To find the real estate agent I recommend in your city, go to RamseySolutions.com/agent.
Welcome back to the Ramsey Show. I'm George Campbell, joined by Dr. John Deloney. The number to call if you want to jump in with your question about money, mental health, relationships, we are here for you at 888-825-5225. Well, John, as I do, I got myself into hot water on the internet thanks to a video that we posted on YouTube Shorts, you know, and Instagram Reels and TikTok and all that. And the video was simple. We get a lot of flack about telling people, hey, go get a used car, avoid the car payment. There's used cars that aren't $30,000, because that's the big argument is, why would I buy used, John, when I can just go get a new car for the same price, if not cheaper, than a used car? That hurts my brain. And so I did a video, and I just pulled up, you know, the Auto Trader website and went, here's a used car, $5,000 in my area. It's possible. And I want to play it for the viewers and for you and get your take on this. Do we have that video? So I get a lot of flack on the Ramsey Show for telling people that they should be buying used cars instead of new cars. And they say to me, well, George, used cars are just as expensive as new cars, and you can't find used cars under $15,000, $20,000. And then I just look at something called facts and data and go, nope, here's a car for $5,000. And I looked in my area, and there's a 2008 Honda Accord EXL for $4,999. Now, is it the sexiest car known to man? No. But it's under 150,000 miles. It's got leather. It's got all the sunroof, all the features a boy could want. And it's going to get you from A to B without something called a car payment. There it is, John. I did not know that was going to be that controversial.
It reminded me of there's no jobs in this town. Yeah, not unless you want to work 40 hours a week. That's what it felt like.
Oh. So the one thing I got roasted for was saying, under 150,000 miles because it had 149,127 miles.
The truck like, that yeah, I that, drive that's has 198,000 miles.
John, that's a death trap. You're so brave. You're the Bear Grylls of
you're
car
so
drivers.
Brave. You're so brave.
So yeah, one guy at least was honest in the comments and said, you are correct. This car will last well over 300,000 miles if serviced regularly. He who laughs last owns this car. So there you go. That's part of it, is people are going, if the car has over 100,000 miles, I have to throw it away and get a new one, John. It's like the iPhone came out. Mine's 2 years old. It's trash. Time to upgrade.
And with, I think there's some I'll say ancient merit to that. I think with the cars our parents drove, there was an understanding that once it crosses 100,000 miles, you need to start looking, right? I don't think that's the case anymore. I tried to get my Corolla to not live, and it wouldn't not live.
You can't kill them.
My old Tundra that I drive now, back from a couple of centuries ago, won't go. It's just going to drive for eternity, right? So it comes down to, you said it in there, is it the sexiest car alive? No. And have we wrapped our heads around this as an identity? It's madhouse.
Well, when all of your friends are driving, you know, brand new cars with leases on them and luxury vehicles, and you roll up in the 08 Accord, it's not exactly turning heads, at least not for the right reasons. But you know what? It's really nice, John, is you don't have a car payment weighing that car down. It just drives differently when you don't owe $700 a month as a flex on your friends, who, honestly, you need better friends if that's the environment you're in. But here's some stats that this is all from my new book, Breaking Free from Broke, John. I did a whole chapter on car loans unpacking this, but I broke down the actual stats on this. Average transaction price of a new car, over 48 grand. Used car, almost 33 grand. Now, let me remind you, the average household income in America is $71,000. So most people have multiple cars with multiple loans on them that is now outweighing their income. And then they're wondering why they're broke, because they're sending $1,200 to Ford Motor Company every month to the lending office, wondering, well, inflation, John, it's just a real problem for me.
And then they're wondering why they're anxious and stressed, because Ford Motor Company owns them with, by the way, a depreciating asset, a car that's worth less money every day you drive it.
Oh, yeah, and interest rates are at record highs. The average loan terms keep getting extended out. We're almost at 70 months now. Average payments are now over $700 for new cars. And so here's the crazy stat. Consumers with monthly payments of $1,000 or more is now at an all-time high of over 17%. One out of five people have a monthly payment on one car of over $1,000. It's insane. And the other thing I got in the comments, John, were, well, good luck buying a $5,000 car. You're going to need to put $5,000 into it in repairs tomorrow because that thing's going to break down. I'm like, you know what your new car is the moment you drive it off the lot? It's a used car. It's going to have problems because you're driving it and you don't drive like Jeff Gordon. So the other piece of the equation that's interesting is insurance is more expensive on newer cars. Who would have thunk it? It's going to cost more to replace the car that costs
$50,000
versus your $8,000 car. So you're going to save money on insurance. You can afford the repairs when you cash flow the $5,000 car and then you don't have a payment to worry about. And then you upgrade over time. We're not saying drive the 2008 you know, Accord with a bumper hanging off for the next 5 years or 10 years, just upgrade as you have the cash.
I was coming out of my backfield the other day, and I was laughing about something that my son was doing, and I wasn't paying attention. And George, and my truck that I love, I just raked it down our fence. Just all the way down.
Sounds like a you problem.
It is very much a me problem. It's not beautiful. But these repairs that everybody talks about, I'm not repairing an old truck.
Nope.
Right? And so if I was a brand new Lexus, you're right. I would take it to a dealer and have them look at it and repair it, and it would be $1 million. I'm not going to repair it. So even that argument, if it's a Honda, Toyota, the engine's not falling out, right? And, in fact, a number of cars now will last. And you choose to do things differently with your money when it's your car, and I don't have to get it fixed because that's just what I have to do. I just don't get it fixed. And so is it beautiful? Nope. Does it get me where I need to go every time? Yep. Right? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Well, a lot of the decisions we make around cars are a reflection of who we're trying to be. It's more about the brand association than it is about utility. And so that's become a problem because now we're like, well, my buddies all have the truck, so I got to outdo them with an even bigger truck. And that truck has a $1,000 payment on it that you couldn't afford. And people with car loans often have other types of debt, too. It's not just the car loan.
They've got their student loans hanging around. They've got the credit card balance that's been hanging around. There's personal loans, medical debt, maybe on top of a mortgage that's too big. So all of this just compounds and adds more stress. And as you've seen from this hour, John, cars are underwater all over America right now. What they paid for it is now not, it's not what it's worth, and the loan is still $40K, but the car is only worth $25K. What do I do? You just don't have that problem when you have it paid off.
You want to get real controversial?
Hit me.
When I got my first job as a high school teacher, I drove a car that didn't have an air conditioner in Houston. So I had to wear an undershirt and hang up my dress shirt that I wore.
Aired out?
No, I just hung it up in the back seat. And when I got there, I would then put it on. That way it wouldn't get wrinkled when I got there. Here's what I'm telling you. Was that ideal? No, it was awful. It was awful. But it was mine. And I wasn't willing at the time to sell my soul for this idea. I can't do it. I can't. That word, I can't, the phrase I can't is not true. It's I won't. I won't do it. That's fine. You want to go into debt and sell your soul because you won't? Fine. But there are people all over the place figuring it out. Figuring it out. You can. You can deal with it.
Well, if you guys want to learn more about this, I have a whole chapter in my new book called Breaking Free from Broke on car loans where I unpack what I call Carmageddon, John, which is the disaster and crisis we find ourselves in. I unpack how depreciation works on these cars. I unpack the logic of if you just invested that car payment, you could be so wealthy it would blow your mind to where you're going to go, I'm never having a car payment again. And then I also show people how to buy a car the right way, the tactical steps to go buy a car with cash, with peace, with confidence, because nobody wants to get screwed on a deal. And so there's a right way to do it, to do your research, to negotiate all the different ways you can buy a car in today's world. I walk you guys through that in this book, and I hope it helps people avoid the trap of car loans and the myth that you'll always have a car payment. No, you won't. Not if you just get out of the cycle once and for all by paying cash for that car and upgrading over time. So if you want to check out that book, it's on presale right now at RamseySolutions.com/store. It's called Breaking Free from Broke. This is The Ramsey Show. We'll be right back.
What's going on, guys? It's Jade Warshaw here. Now, tell the truth. Are you watching the expenses rack up and wondering how on earth you're going to make it through the holidays? Ugh, never that! This is the time of year that gets so expensive, it can be hard to make those dollars stretch as far as you need them to. But I've got the secret ingredient that's going to help you find some breathing room. It's an every dollar budget. Guys, this works because you make a plan for every single dollar before the month even begins. And as long as you stick to it, you'll never have to wonder where you stand with your money. You will know immediately if you need to cut back or if you need to earn some extra cash to cover all your expenses. This is a great habit to start right now and carry it with you into the new year so you can start off the year on the right foot and manage your finances well all year long. And the best part is this, you can get started completely for free. Head to everydollar.com right now or download the Every Dollar app from the App Store today.
You worked hard for your home. It should be a place where you can relax and refocus on your goals. And something as simple as window treatments can make the difference. If you're ready for an upgrade, we've recommended Blinds.com for years, and I've used them myself. That's because with Blinds.com, you don't have to sacrifice your budget, your style, or great service. From blinds, drapes, shutters, and motorized shades, they make it easy and affordable to upgrade your entire home. And their team is always ready to help with everything from design consultation to measuring and installation. Plus, there are never any misleading quotes or hidden fees. Everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Visit Blinds.com to save up to 40% off everything site-wide. That's Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, Rachel Cruz here, and I know money can be stressful. You work hard to create a life you're proud of, but so often I see people get into debt, stress, and worry simply because they're trying to keep up with everyone else. The result is car payments, mortgages, and credit card bills you can't afford. You see, comparison steals your joy and your paycheck. When we compare ourselves to others, we're playing a game we'll never win. When will the vicious cycle end? Well, it ends when you quit the comparisons and love your life, not theirs. That's why I wrote my best-selling book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, to help you make a plan for your money and create a life you want. In this book, you'll learn 7 money habits for avoiding debt, spending on a plan, saving for the future, and making peace with your finances. Live the life of your dreams without debt, stress, comparisons, and worry, wreaking havoc on your joy. Go to the online store at RamseySolutions.com today to get your copy of Love Your Life, Not Theirs.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Do you ever get to the end of the month and have no idea where all your money went? Have you ever avoided looking in your bank account because you were so scared of what you might see? Between trying to keep up with payment after payment and the million other things you need to do, you might feel like you're spinning out of control. I remember that feeling. But you don't have to live like that ever again. You can take control of your money and finally get some peace back in your life. And it all starts with Financial Peace University. In this 9-lesson course, you'll learn step-by-step how to pay off debt fast, save money, and build wealth for your future. Nearly 10 million people have worked this plan, and now they have no payments. They have cash in the bank, they're not worried about money, and this plan will work for you. Now it's your turn. To get started with Financial Peace University, just go to RamseySolutions.com/FPU. That's RamseySolutions.com/FPU.
2022 was a year of financial hurdles for most Americans. Mortgage interest rates rose, an economic recession began, the government made more empty promises to forgive student loan debt, but Americans still returned to credit cards and trusted the government to bail them out. Meanwhile, credit card debt continues to rise by the billions, and Congress grows wealthier by the minute. Now, here at Ramsey Solutions, we know this is not a plan that wins. And that's why we are on a mission to bring hope to the hopeless. We want to help people build real wealth, do work they love, and create connected relationships. And we need people like you to help us. We have open roles on our marketing, technology, and sales teams. And we offer financial, developmental, and health benefits to help you live a balanced life while doing life-changing work. Want to join the crusade? Well, go check out all of our open roles at RamseySolutions.com/careers and apply today. Again, that's RamseySolutions.com/careers.
Are you wondering where your money goes every month? You work too hard to be living paycheck to paycheck. It's time to get gazelle intense about making a change, and we want to help you build a future you can be excited about. Our all-time best-selling book, The Total Money Makeover, is going to help you take control of your money. You'll learn 7 organized, easy-to-follow steps that will lead you out of debt, help you build wealth, and secure your future. Plus, you'll be inspired by the real-life stories from folks just like you who have learned how to put these principles into action and change the family tree. I've heard so many debt-free screams over the years from people that won with money, and so many of them started with this book. So what are you waiting for? It's time for your total money makeover. Get it today in the online store at RamseySolutions.com. Or call us at 888-22-PEACE. That's RamseySolutions.com or 888-227-3223.
Welcome back to The Ramsey Show. I'm George Campbell, joined by Dr. John Deloney. This is your show, America, so give us a call at 888-825-5225. We'd be happy to attempt to give you the right next step in your money life, your relational life, your emotional life. We are here for you. Shekinah joins us up next in Portland, Oregon. Shekinah, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're doing well. How can we help today?
So I just was wondering if you guys could help me and my husband. We're just trying to figure out how to stay in our budget and also save money, but also pay off debt at the same time.
Anything else you want to do?
No, that's it.
That's it. Just pay off debt, save, live, spend. go on vacation. Yes. Okay.
And get a commie and get a pony.
It's a common problem.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about your financial state. Is this the first time you guys have gotten on the same page with money, your first time budgeting? How new are you to all this?
I started budgeting probably like 2 months after we got married. I got one of those like budget planners where you have like the separated money and everything.
Oh, you went like super nerd on this.
Yeah.
That's fun. Where is he in all this? Is he like, okay, you do that, that's fine, but I'm going to do what I want with money?
No, actually, he doesn't really spend money that much.
Wonderful. You married well.
He pays the bills. Yes, he's a pretty awesome guy. I love him a lot.
So is the problem, as the great Taylor Swift asks, you?
I honestly don't know.
Well, if it's not him, there's only one other person.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what do you think is the problem right now? You said, how do I stay within my budget? Tells me you're not staying within the budget. You're overspending. You're not living on less than you make.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to? Is it, do you have too many bills? Is it all the debt payments? What would help you get out of this cycle?
I think it might be the debt payments, and also I'm thinking maybe either our budget is too high or
well, the budget is not
really know where
it's not aspirational. The budget is just reality. So what is your take-home pay every month?
So my husband brings home $4,720 before tax, but after tax it's about $3,500 to $3,700 a month.
Okay. And are you working outside the home?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
How many kids?
We have one, and then we have another one due in March.
Woo! Partay. Well, now's the time to get your money right.
Yeah.
You got another line item in the budget coming. Okay, so we're trying to make this all work off $3,700, $3,500.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah.
To live in
Portland. It could
be
a little more than that. We actually live in Woodland, Washington.
Okay.
But he works in Rainier, Oregon, and so the Oregon taxes, he has to pay those.
Ouchie. So how much debt do you guys have total?
All together, it's about $13,620.
And what kind of debt is that?
It's car loan, and then we just went $2,000 in debt because we were offered a house last minute, and we needed something bigger because what we were staying in was getting pretty tight.
Hold on. You had to? I'm confused here. What was the second debt?
It's $2,000, and it was towards the deposit, first and last month's deposit for our new house that we just moved
for,
into.
You're renting this house?
Yes.
What's the rent?
$1,200.
Okay. So, you know, it's high compared to your take-home pay. It's not the thing that's crushing you guys. And it doesn't sound like a ton of debt comparatively to your income. So if you were able to throw, let's say, $1,000 a month at this debt, it would be gone in less than a year, right? A little over $1,000?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you able to do that right now, or do you need more margin?
We think that we'll be able to pay off that $2,000 by the end of January.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do. And then we're just trying to figure out how to put toward more money toward our car debt, because right now that monthly payment is $257.
Okay.
So it's not, because we bought a used car from a dealership, so it was a higher price used car, but my husband has good credit, so we were able to get a lower finance payment.
Okay. Well, we're going to work the debt snowball. Do you guys have $1,000 in the bank right now?
No. That's what we're struggling to get right now.
Okay. That needs to be your A1. We're making minimum payments on the debts. We're not eating out. We're not doing anything except for getting that $1,000. And because you guys have a baby coming, I would pause debt payoff and just stack up as much cash as you can until baby and you are home safe.
Okay.
So I'm actually, it sounds weird, but I'm telling you to pause the baby steps for a few months until we get through this, we call it stork mode, and we get you and baby home. How much could you save up in the next 4 months?
I think in the next 4 months, we could probably
save.
Yeah, we could probably save about $3,000 to $4,000.
Good. So that'll give you $4,000 that you'll have in there, and we'll get to the debt. As soon as that's done and you guys are healthy and safe, we can use the $3,000 of the $4,000 and start attacking that debt.
Okay.
But I think your problem right now is you're trying to do a lot at once. You're pregnant. There's a lot of emotions going on. And you guys are scared because you got another baby coming. And life's already tough. And the key is the budgeting method that you use makes all the difference. So what are you using right now to budget?
So right now we have a budget for our food, rent.
But how are you doing the budget every week or every month? On paper?
We budget, I do it in my notes on my phone, but I budget for food, gas, and tithe for our church.
Okay. We're going to hook you up, John and I, with an app called Every Dollar, to where you both, you and your husband, can log in and see this, have visibility. And I'm even going to give you the premium version for a year so that the transactions come through automatically, connecting to your bank. There's a paycheck planning tool so that you know you've got all the bills covered before the month is over. If you're willing to use it, I'll give it to you.
Yes, we will definitely use it.
Awesome.
So, I also think what does your husband do for a living?
He is a CNC journeyman, machinist.
Okay. Man, that sounds like a pretty compressed salary for that level of skill.
Yeah, me and him just talked last night, and he's wanting to look into going into engineering.
Would that require more schooling?
He said it would, and I told him it wouldn't be a good idea if he did, because he already has a degree in college.
What's the degree in?
And he has one in English, I believe. I don't remember what his other degree is. And then I have my music degree.
And they're both going unused right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of English majors that become engineers. Also, I'll say I went and got another degree because it was right for me and my family, and it has transformed the entire Deloney family tree. Okay, so just because you already have a degree doesn't mean you need to go back and get education. You don't need new education. You often need to go get new education. You just have to be intelligent about what you're doing and how you're doing it, okay?
Yeah.
And that means paying cash, not going into debt, and having a goal in mind of what that career is on the other side.
Yeah, and I told him I think it's funny that you guys are telling me this, because last night I was telling him, like, I think we should save as much as we can first before we try to pay off our debt, because then we'll just keep going into more debt.
It's true, but something has to give. Either he has to work this job full time and then go to a local Walmart and throw boxes until 3 in the morning to help you guys. You can't have him home all the time. You can't have him not trying to get more education so he can further his career. You can't have him not doing this and not doing that and not doing this, or you can't not go get a job and put your kids in daycare. You can't have all these things we're not going to do and then drown under this debt and be so sick to your stomach all the time because about this money issue. So you either have to make some short-term sacrifices that'll be brutal and will cause one or both of you to have very different lives so that you can be free on the back end, or you're just going to choose misery ongoing. It's just going to be tough, 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 tough.
Hang on the line. We're going to give to you Every Dollar Premium. Thanks for the call, Shekinah.
Listen, there are some basic things that you should be doing to take care of your family. A roof over their head, food to eat, even if it's rice and beans, a car to get you from A to B, and term life insurance. Term life insurance is an immediate need no matter where you are in the baby steps, since your family is at no greater risk than when you're in debt. That's why I tell you to get 10 to 12 times your income in coverage to replace those lost dollars, and do it with a 15 or a 20-year guaranteed level term plan so you can make sure your family is protected long term. The only place I send you is to Zander Insurance. They shop all the top insurance companies and they're committed to serving you. That's why I use them and have recommended them for over 25 years. Whether you prefer to work online or you need personalized assistance, you pick your path. Go to Zander.com or call 800-356-4282. Please, please get this done. It is an absolute necessity.
Now is the time to get the proven plan millions have used to get control of their money with Dave Ramsey's national best-selling books, The Total Money Makeover and Baby Steps Millionaires. You'll learn the 7 baby steps to crush debt and save in The Total Money Makeover. And when you're ready to invest and build wealth, dive into Baby Steps Millionaires. This is your proven and surefire plan to build a legacy. Go to RamseySolutions.com/store to order your books today. RamseySolutions.com/store.
Imagine being excited about Mondays. What if, instead of waking up depressed and discouraged, you were actually excited for work? Knowing your purpose is the key to escaping your meaningless 9-to-5, to increasing your income, and to finding work you love. That's why I created the Get Clear Assessment, to help you discover what you do best, what work you love to do, and the results that fire you up, and jobs that would be a tremendous fit for you. After completing this quick assessment, you'll finally learn what truly drives you, so Mondays don't have to suck ever again. The assessment will help you create a purpose statement so you can discover countless ways to do meaningful work in your career. The truth is, nothing's going to change until you decide to take action. And don't just take it from me. With over 100 five-star reviews, people just like you are getting clear on what they were born to do and finding work that gives them purpose. To order your Get Clear assessment, go to RamseySolutions.com today.
Hey, homeschool parents, make 2023 the year your teen learns how to handle their money the right way. You know, stuff like how to budget, how to save, stay out of debt, pay cash for college. They'll learn all of that and more with Foundations in Personal Finance. It's the homeschool curriculum we put together here at Ramsey, and it covers all the life-changing principles we teach on the show, organized in one place for your family. You'll get everything you need to confidently teach your teens about money. That means lesson plans, activities, and transcripts. It's all included. Parents, you're on a mission to raise teens who know how to win with money, no matter what life throws at them. And this curriculum is here to help you do just that. Let's get to it. Check out Foundations in Personal Finance today. Go to RamseySolutions.com/homeschool to learn more. That's RamseySolutions.com/homeschool.
Welcome back to The Ramsey Show. I'm George Campbell, joined by Dr. John Deloney. Hey, if you enjoy this show, do us a quick favor. It is free, and it won't take you much time. And that is, if you like the show, consider hitting the subscribe button, the follow button, leaving a review, sharing it with your friend, texting it to the family group chat, and just let them know, hey, I've been enjoying the show. Think you guys would enjoy it as well. And been loving seeing the Spotify rap, John. Amazon Music has named us one of the top podcasts of the year, and so it's an honor. And we don't take it lightly that you guys decide to spend so much of your time hanging out with us and being inspired by the callers and sometimes avoiding some of the mistakes they make. We so appreciate that. All of the many, many thousands of listeners out there, appreciate you guys. Let's go to the phones. Tina joins us in Jacksonville, Florida. Tina, what's going on?
Hey, thank you for having me on the call. So we were just starting the program, my husband and I threw a very bad series of mistakes with car trade, and now in serious negative equity. And my husband and I talked about it, and we are willing to do whatever it has to take to, you know, we're going to sell the car. We found a dealership that's willing to buy it, but we got to cover the negative equity. So I tried to take out a signature loan through my credit union, and we were declined. So now it's like, what do I do? What's my next step? Do I try to divvy it up amongst credit cards? Do I just bite the bullet and pay off this car? Do I try and take a home equity loan? Where do I go?
Well, any option that involves moving the debt to other debt, I hate that I have to tell you this, is not going to solve your problem.
Think about it like this. You have a bullet wound in one in your foot. Shooting any other part of your body will not fix that bullet wound in your foot.
So,
you got
understood.
It?
So here's the options you have that don't involve debt. Number one is you guys save up the difference that you owe and then sell it so you can cover the full amount that's owed. Or you said you got declined at that credit union. Have you tried others? Did they tell you the reason? Is it due to your credit score?
Credit score.
Okay, so your credit score is shot because of, was there delinquent payments?
No, overutilization.
Okay.
We, with our house and all of our credit, we're about $500,000 in debt.
Oh, my goodness. How much consumer debt do you guys have?
Serious. I'm sorry?
How much consumer debt do you have outside of the mortgage?
We have $127 in credit card.
$127 in credit cards?
Yeah, $127,000 in credit cards.
What did you put on these cards?
Stuff for the house, helping out our kids, vacations that we shouldn't have gone on.
What's the interest rate on these?
The majority of them, you know, they vary between 12 and 18%.
What about this situation? I'm asking you this not to beat you up, but I really want to know where your psychology is. You're $500,000 in debt. The fact that you're considering trying to clean up some of your debt issues with more debt, like at what point does it stop for you?
It has to stop.
Right.
Because we want to retire in 5 years and we know it's not possible.
Right.
If we don't change. And so I'm willing to, you know, do whatever it takes.
What's your household income?
You know, I had listened to a couple of the shows, and, you know, Dave had said, take out a personal loan to pay off the equity, sell that car, get a beater car, you know, lower your debt, total debt. So that's what I thought we could do, but it doesn't seem like. And I don't trust my own decisions, clearly, because if I did, I wouldn't be here.
So what is your household income?
Monthly, we bring in about $13,000.
Okay, good. And what is your total minimum payments on all of the debt that you have, the consumer debt?
Total minimum payment is monthly, I'm going to go grab it, about $4,700.
Okay. Are you able to put an extra $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on top of that to pay it off?
That's what we were going to do, you know, starting with the smallest first.
Good.
But considering I owe almost $80,000 on this car, we thought we could get out of, you know, get rid of it, and that would take a huge chunk out.
How much upside down are you?
About $22,000.
And are you sure of that? Because you said the dealership said they'd buy it for this amount. Well, the dealership's going to lowball you comparatively to a private party sale.
So I haven't tried private party. The car, the balance we owe is about $80,000. And when I go through Kelley Blue Book, it's between $55,000 and $60,000 is the value. And the car dealership is offering.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.